You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
There was just so much commotion. It was just poultry in motion. And the chickens came alive and screamed my name. And their refrain,
that bird would shut up,
was the sounds of chickens.
Hi there, I'm Insane Ian, and when I can't think of a clever thing to say, I'm listening to the Flopcast because it fills me with joy! Get the bird?
Live from Chickentown, this is the Flopcast, episode 219.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Well, hey there, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
I think the plan this week was to find out what in the world you've been up to.
Yes.
Last week, we were just whining about my trip to Minnesota, so I have no idea what you've been up to. I understand you were up to something in my absence.
Several somethings.
Well, that's perfect, because I've got nothing to talk about today. It's all on you.
All right.
Starting, as usual, with National Whatever Day.
I think it's safe to say, Kevin, that we all know that Pi Day is March 14th.
That's something we can all agree on, yes.
Right. Pi Day is 314.
Right.
But as we know, the number pi goes on past those two digits after the decimal point.
Goes on forever. Pi is what they call an irrational number.
Yes.
It just goes on and on in a seemingly random pattern.
Yes.
And so do I. So I can relate.
But if you're like me and you maybe didn't celebrate Pi Day to the fullest, you might be interested in July 22nd. The 22nd day of the 7th month of the year is 22 over 7.
And that's the fraction that approximates pi.
And it is called Casual Pi Day.
Well, any excuse for more pi, I always say. Now, I don't remember. Did you do anything for Pi Day this year?
No. Which is why I was so excited. I watched other people eat pie, Kevin. It just wasn't right.
Wow, so Pi Day was going on all around you.
And I didn't get in on it.
Is there somebody out there working on the calendar, figuring out a way to make every day into some sort of a pie-themed celebration?
Well, they're not going to get away with it, because I still want to talk about popsicles.
Because I kind of like the idea of more Pi Days.
I discovered a beverage recently. I've been doing a lot of beverage drinking, Kevin.
Yeah. One of the best things you can drink.
Yes, is a beverage. I discovered a key lime pie martini. I think that might need to be how I celebrate.
That is definitely how you should celebrate Pie Day.
Casual Pie Day.
Casual Pie Day.
So you don't have to dress up. And don't worry about decimals. We're all about the fractions. fraction of a pie.
Now, when you were a kid learning your math, did you prefer working in decimals or fractions?
Fractions.
Fractions, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Big fan of the common denominator. I liked it. I mean, everybody just got along.
Like, did you have it embroidered on a jacket and you'd intimidate the decimal kids?
Decimal kids wanted nothing to do with me, Kevin.
You and your dangerous fraction buddies.
What about you? Decimals or fractions?
I was terribly confused by fractions, but I guess I prefer fractions also. They're more fun. Because you've got those lines and things piling up on top of each other. Numbers are leaping around.
And all the neat rules.
You're working in decimals, everything's just lining up neat and orderly. Whereas the fractions, there's a lot more of a party going on.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're both on board then with fractions.
Absolutely. That's why we have a top 4.5 and not a top 4.5.
When the robots take over, which is coming soon, I think we're going to switch to a top 4.5 list.
But yes, yeah. Casual pie before the robots find us.
That's the plan. But our annual robot show, it's not this week. It's not this show. Don't get excited, kids. But it's coming very soon.
We keep teasing, but
we're working on it right now.
Oh, it's not time to talk about robots yet.
We're still putting the details together for our much anticipated annual robot show.
It's okay to start getting excited now, though.
Now, continuing on, Cornflake, as we mentioned last week, we were talking Convergence, my big convention appearance in the upper Midwest. However, you were back here in the New England area, and you were up to some weird shenanigans of your own, so I've heard, but I don't know the details yet, so fill us all in now. What you been up to?
I ran my own convention.
Oh, is this would be the sequel to... You did this last year.
I did.
Last year, 4th of July, I went to Convergence.
And I had Flopfest.
You launched your own celebration called Flopfest.
Flopfest 2015 was last year.
And now you were flopping again this year?
It was so great, we just had to do it again.
Now, as I recall, Flopfest largely involved just flopping over in a hammock.
Yes. And without even putting much, or I dare say any, planning into Flopfest, we expanded from two hammocks to three hammocks this year.
Now, was this like Convergence in that you would have to ride a shuttle bus between hammocks now that you've expanded?
It hasn't gotten to that point, but I will say that we didn't meet the demand. We could have used another hammock.
Okay. Because that was my convention experience that same weekend, is I had to keep getting on shuttles to get around.
Well, what you may remember about Flopfest is that there's a parade involved, so you could have ridden a parade float from one hammock to the other. And I think you would have liked this parade, Kevin.
Yeah.
So a big part of Flopfest is getting a front row seat to a parade route through New Boston, New Hampshire, which, if you haven't heard me tell you about it before, is one of the best places you can spend 4th of July.
Yeah, this is coming back to me now. There's a town, we're in New Hampshire, but the name of the town is New Boston.
New Boston, New Hampshire.
Could they have been any less creative, these people who founded this town? They're like, well, we're about 30.2 miles outside of Boston. What are we going to call this place? But think about this. We're in New England.
Right.
They're in the state of New Hampshire in a town called New Boston.
I'd say that's very organized.
Has anyone ever had an original thought, though, in this area? We just keep recycling the same names. You should launch New Flopfest.
New Flopfest. That'll be next year's theme.
Yes. When the people of New Boston launch their own competing convention, they're just going to call it New Flopfest.
I'll still go, because I like the concept. The concept pretty much is just flopping over and enjoying what's going on around you.
But they throw a big parade, and you're there with your hammock.
They do, and I arrived just before the parade. I helped set up the hammocks because I am running this convention, after all.
Yeah, you're the chair, if you will. Although I guess you should be like the hammock. Yeah. This convention has no chair. That would involve sitting up, and that's frowned upon at Flopfest.
One of our favorite correspondents, the sheriff of Silly Town, Dornail, was already on the scene.
I know that Dornail is also a fan of Flopfest.
And she was helping to get the food ready. There are waffles at Flopfest.
Wow.
Flopfest feeds you well.
You're in your hammock and people are just serving up giant platters of breakfast food.
Yes.
Wow.
Delia even had a small manservant feeding her grapes while she was in her hammock. So she was tickled about that.
A small manservant. Like you're on Fantasy Island. Like,
well, in our case, it was a toddler.
Okay.
My boyfriend and his son, Kaladin, were there. So Nick and Cal were part of Flopfest this year.
Yeah. So right then, your numbers are way beyond last year's.
Right. We doubled our numbers. And we had a delicious breakfast. And then we watched the parade. The parade has a different theme every year. And this year, the theme was classic television.
Oh, see, now you're into my area.
Yes. As I was watching the floats go by, I was thinking, Kevin's at Convergence, but I think he would have appreciated this.
As much as I dislike parades,
you might have liked this one.
They're doing everything they can to get me on board with this one.
There weren't very many floats, but the ones that did appear in the parade,
what few floats there were
spectacular.
All dedicated to silver spoons, I assume.
No, there were Flintstones.
Oh, sure.
There was a great little Flintstone car as one of the floats. There was the Love Boat.
Was the Great Gazoo there?
I did not see the Great Gazoo, but I did see the crew of Scooby-Doo. And they not only had an awesome float, but they had some neat-looking tall monsters following behind.
Tall monsters?
Well, they almost look like they were on stilts. Either that or their costumes were built up really high.
Maybe because you had that little manservant bringing waffles around, that the monsters just seemed freakishly tall by comparison. So there was a love boat float also?
There was.
That's outstanding, because, man, I love the love boat.
And that wasn't the only boat that was afloat. There was also a float for Gilligan's Island.
Oh, you had the SS Minnow and the Pacific Princess.
Yes.
Together at last.
Both in the same parade.
Sure. And both historically met a tragic fate.
That is also true.
I assume the love boat.
Well, when was
went
the last
down
time,
like the Titanic.
When was the last time you saw the love boat?
Right.
One can only assume.
Of course.
I think my favorite thing about seeing the Gilligan's Island float was how many Gilligans. They had numerous Gilligans.
They had multiple Gilligans on the float.
Multiple Gilligans.
So, oops, we should have coordinated this.
It was like somebody got out the clone machine.
All seven castaways showed up with the red shirt and the white hat. Come on, I thought I was supposed to be Gilligan and you were going to be the skipper.
Can you imagine if they cloned Gilligan? Can you imagine what the island would have been like? Yeah. That's what I was imagining as I was watching that float go by.
This was an all Gilligan float.
Yes.
Outstanding.
All Gilligan, all the time.
Now, how about on Love Boat? Like, was everybody Isaac the bartender?
No, but I think Isaac the bartender was on there. There was a hee-haw float. Did I mention that?
No. That's what New Hampshire looks like in general, right? It's just one giant hee-haw float.
It's true. They fit right in. As the
You sure that wasn't just a truck that accidentally joined the parade?
There was a sign that said hee-haw. And they were telling...
Nevertheless.
They were telling corny jokes.
Sure.
Quite literally.
I still think these people might have just accidentally drifted into the flow of traffic for the parade.
Oh, but it was fun. In addition to the floats, there were a lot of really cool classic cars to see.
No one has a more classic car than Fred Flintstone.
That's true.
Foot-powered.
Yes. You know? Yabba-dabba-doo.
But the parade ends in just a giant tribute to Silver Spoons, I assume. You've got kids like breakdancing like Alfonso Ribeiro.
Let's say yes.
Yes, thank you. Just humor me in this dream of mine of a Silver Spoons float in a parade.
Tell you what, if it ends in Silver Spoons, will you come next year?
Absolutely, I'll be there next year for the Silver Spoons float. I want a giant Ricky Schroeder head made out of roses. Oh, this will be glorious. Oh, we could get Menudo there? Because they did a guest appearance on Silver Spoon, so we've got to book Menudo for next year's parade.
Okay.
All right.
Bear that
in
mind.
This is all coming together.
That's way more planning than I put into this year. And speaking of not planning anything, it just so happened that we had an internet celebrity at Flopfest this year.
Ah.
Without even trying.
Okay.
Now, this internet celebrity of which I speak, I've not told you anything about this. So
No. This
is a big reveal.
I don't know very many internet celebrities.
Well, this one happens to have over 800,000 views on YouTube.
Okay.
And her name...
Oh, is it Vodka?
No, but...
Vodka there?
No.
Where's Vodka?
We had an internet celebrity, but we didn't have Vodka.
Yeah, see, I'm off the internet celebrity now, if we can detour onto Vodka, because you have a crazy friend named Vodka.
Yes.
Who's up there in New Hampshire. Why is Vodka not deeply involved in Flopfest?
I don't know. I don't know what prevented Vodka from being at Flopfest this year.
It seems like a major missed opportunity.
Yeah,
she would have been pouring vodka all over the waffles.
I would have really enjoyed that. We had to settle for mimosas.
She would have been chasing Isaac the bartender down the street, saying, yeah, line them up.
She would have been feeding Dornail grapes.
Sure.
Grape vodka.
Yes.
But yes, there was the severe lack of vodka at Flopfest this year. I would cite that as my only issue.
Okay, so
the convention.
It's a building opportunity for next year. So next year, Silver Spoons float.
Right.
Vodka. My apologies for this vodka detour, but you know how I'm so fascinated by you.
I knew you were going to want to know about
your pal vodka.
I was actually going to try to gloss over it because I didn't want to disappoint you.
You knew it was going to come up.
I missed her, though.
All right, let's get back to your internet celebrity.
We didn't have vodka, but we had Jazzy.
Jazzy?
Jazzy has
got
gotten...
DJ Jazzy Jeff?
No.
He's the only Jazzy I know.
But this is Jazzy.
Okay.
And Jazzy has actually been at Flopfest in previous years, but...
in previous year?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We never talked about her.
What do we have here? All right, now I'm looking at a video of a small dog poking at a fish. Still just a small dog poking at a fish.
You may wonder how this got over 800,000 views.
Yeah. Something's probably about to happen. Okay, now...
So, there's this less than 30-second video of this wire-haired terrier, Jazzy. Jazzy's a sweet little dog.
It's a small dog.
And she's sniffing a fish that is hanging out on a dock, a fish that somebody caught. And
just poking at this little fish.
She's investigating it, and she doesn't know the fish is still alive, and then the fish moves, and Jazzy falls backwards.
Yeah, late in the video, the fish suddenly starts flipping around.
And Jazzy falls backwards and into the water. Now,
the dog flipped completely back, completely into the water, and was never seen or heard from again.
Now,
but lives on the internet.
Lives on. And was also at Flopfest.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The dog survived and is a regular attendee at Flopfest.
Yes, the dog can swim. The dog was okay.
Yeah. Now what about the fish? Is the fish okay?
The fish was delicious. So, Jazzy was our guest of honor.
Yeah. It's a pretty big celebrity to get in your second year. Is that the fish from the Faith No More video, by any chance?
We weren't allowed to talk about that.
Because I think that fish is pretty famous, too. I remember that fish.
Famous fish at Flopfest.
So how do you know this famous dog?
Jazzy belongs to one of Dornhill's aunts.
Okay. How much is the dog charging for autographs?
Nothing.
That's very reasonable.
Yes. So, one thing we did accomplish before the convention was over was that we finally have a logo for Flopfest.
Oh.
There's a great picture of Cal, and all you see is the hammock, and above it, sticking out from the top of the hammock, you see a thumbs up.
That is a perfect symbol for Flopfest.
That's going to be our logo going forward. I love Flopfest, Kevin.
I can tell.
It's quickly becoming one of my favorite conventions.
As it should be.
And I think more people need to come out to New Boston on the 4th of July and flop with us. And it really is all ridiculous, so I'm really glad you let me devote part of the show to it.
Part of the show? I got nothing this week.
Well, don't worry, I have at least one other thing to discuss.
Right. What else do you have?
I've been doing some concert going.
You went to a concert?
Yeah, I did.
That's what I do. What did you do? Where'd you go?
I have my friend Sherry, who I've known since grade school, and she got in touch and said, I got Indigo Girl tickets for my birthday.
Nice.
Would you like to have one of my Indigo Girls tickets and come to Boarding House Park in Lowell?
Yeah.
For a beautiful evening out to see the Indigo Girls.
Wow. Well, I did not know that you did this. I know we've both been to shows at this place many times, and never at the same time, of course, needless to say.
Yeah, I didn't see you at the Indigo Girls show.
No. I like Indigo Girls. I'm a casual fan, I would say. I've never been to a concert, but they're cool. I like them.
I've been to somewhere between 7 to 10 of their concerts.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
The last time I was at this concert venue was in the very early days of the Flopcast, so like 4 years ago, to see Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, who opened for himself.
Kenny Loggins opened for Kenny Loggins. Yes, I saw them both that day.
Yes.
I don't think I've been back since.
I was also pleasantly surprised to discover who the opening act was.
Was it that dog and the fish? They're taking that act on the road now?
No. It was Lucy Wainwright Roche.
Yes, I know her.
Of the Wainwright family.
Sure.
I really like her song Last Time. She takes that concept, there's a first time for everything, and she wrote a song with, well, there's a last time for everything.
Yes. That's why you should never do anything.
Right.
And that's why we're here celebrating Flopfest. Is it true that the Indigo Girls stage set looks exactly like the set from Silver Spoons?
Yes.
I knew it.
But, wow, what a great night to get out and see them.
Well, it's a fine time of year to go out and see some goofy music. We definitely have a bunch of wacky concerts and conventions, which we will be reporting on throughout the rest of the summer.
And sometimes they're both in one place.
Yes.
As will be the case at the end of August, where I will be in attendance in Chicago at FumFest. And it's not going to be the type of convention experience I've been having throughout the course of the year where I just show up for a few hours. I'm going.
You're not going to go to Chicago just for an hour and a half?
Not only will I be at the festival, I will also be leading Dementia Water Aerobics.
Yes. We'll be talking a lot more about FumFest, I think, as we get closer. A
lot of great performers coming this year.
Yes. So anybody thinking about checking out FumFest, please do. Get organized. Right.
You've got to get your room by August 5th to be part of the room block.
Get your tickets, get your hotel rooms, and get to FumFest.
Get your bathing suits. You can come be in my class.
And then next year, get to FlopFest.
Right.
Might as well start promoting that right about now, right?
FlopFest 2017. Well, we've got a logo now, so we have no excuse. That'll be our theme. We have a logo, we have no excuse. FlopFest 2017.
Sounds good.
Featuring Silver Spoons.
All right. So, hey, what do you say we wrap up this week's Flopcast?
I think that's a really good idea because I, for one, would like to flop.
Just because Flopfest is over.
Doesn't mean I'm done flopping.
No reason to stop flopping.
Stop, flop, and roll. Our website is flopcast.net. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/flopcast, and our Twitter handle is @flopcast. And did you have an email you wanted to share before we head off into the proverbial Chicken Town sunset?
Yeah, just as we're recording, this weird email just came in. I got an email from Ed.
Well, if it's a weird email,
yeah,
it's from Ed.
That's true. I guess that's redundant to say a weird email. I could have just said...
It's an email from our friend Ed.
We can do the weird math on that. But Ed forwarded this email.
Ed from Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Yes, this is Ed, my partner Ed from my old comedy band Sponge Awareness Foundation, just forwarded this to me. This is someone contacting the Sponge Awareness Foundation through our web email address, I guess. I'm not going to give the company name, but it says, "Hi, my name is Jennifer at," and then there's a company name, "a service that compares quotes for coffee, water, and ice machines for offices. Provide your employees fresh brewed coffee, cold water, and cold ice daily at the best rates available." And then Jennifer wants us to send information about the Sponge Awareness Foundation back to her. So that we can find the perfect vendor for our business.
I didn't see coffee cubes anywhere on that list.
The subject on this email is "Get Coffee and Water for Sponge Awareness Foundation." That should be the name of our next album. Jennifer, you may have just named the next Sponge Awareness album, which at the rate that we work should be coming out around 2047.
Jennifer doesn't know who we are. Jennifer probably knows who Jazzy the dog is, but Jennifer doesn't know who we are.
I kind of like that for an album title, though.
Get Coffee and Water.
Get Coffee and Water for Sponge Awareness Foundation. I don't know. Do we have some office I don't know about where we need to be stocking coffee and water? We do love coffee.
Mm.
Or you and I do. I don't think Ed even likes coffee. No, I think Ed is into coffee now.
Yeah.
He came around. It took me, but I was wearing him down over the last 30 years to get into coffee, and I think it finally worked. Yeah. So maybe we should get in touch with Jennifer. Why isn't Jennifer contacting the Flopcast directly? That's all we do is drink coffee and talk about how we're drinking coffee.
She doesn't know her clientele.
The Flopcast seems much more likely to respond to an offer from a coffee vendor than my practically non-existent band.
Well, I guess we better be watching the Flopcast inbox.
I guess Ed did the right thing by forwarding this to us, because here on the Flopcast, we are pretty obsessed with coffee.
Truth.
I don't know that we're enough of an office environment here to qualify.
Plus, like I said, they don't offer coffee cubes. I'm not particularly interested.
That's true. Yeah, she's offering ice, but not coffee cubes. Not coffee-based ice, which is the only ice that we trade in here in Chickentown.
Right.
I'm starting to suspect that she wants money as well.
Yeah.
You know, like she wants us to pay for this coffee somehow. And probably not just in plugs on a podcast.
Yep.
Which is about all we have to give.
True.
Notice she's not getting a plug. I omitted the name of the company.
We don't give a plug.
But I thought that was interesting. We don't get a lot of mail, the band, because why would we?
Right.
But when we do get a message, this is the kind of thing that we get.
She may have inspired your next album. Maybe.
Yes, I do like that as an album title. All right, well, thanks, Jennifer, and thanks, Ed, for the coffee message. Which arrived just as we started recording. Very important message.
Yes.
And a good message to end the whole show on.
Right.
That's all we have.
The moral of the story is, get Sponge Awareness Foundation coffee and water.
Would someone please get us coffee and water?
Yes.
We'd appreciate that.
All right. Peace and goodness.
Despite the picture of our coffee growing colder in the cups, I want to say that underneath it all, you are my friend.
I'm Drew Leiter.
And I'm Cletus Jacobs.
We're here to tell you about our podcast, The Earth Station DCU. Join us every week as we discuss the DC universe.
We talk everything DC, including comics, television, the cinematic universe, and so much more.
We look forward to bringing you some great reviews and discussions.
And don't forget,
read more comics.
Gilligan, wait! Don't walk through that arch!
No!
I don't believe it! Two Gilligans?
Professor, you gotta do something.
We'll never survive two Gilligans.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.